I like these chairs. Pieces of a whole with different feelings to develop.
Giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one thing. I know everybody's got a seat to sow. Let your heart of hearts take you down the road. Everybody's got a seat. All right, back on WPTF, the Stanford L. Warren Branch Library in Durham on Fayetteville Street, and we're so glad to be in this beautiful library with so much history and such interesting people. One of our favorite listeners, Carter Q, is a librarian for the Durham Public Library System, and this is your place, Carter. I know you're so proud.
Yeah, yes, my home away from home.
It is. I'm sure you have to spend a lot of time here. And we're also joined by retired former Senator Mike Warren Woodard, who I was thinking of my basketball friend, Mike Warren, Mike Woodard. And we're so honored to have him with us, too, especially great. Since he's a former QDR disc jockey and a Wilson man, because he knows about barbecue firsthand.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you about his legislative service.
Which is extensive.
I have often been known to call him Sinister Woodard.
Not nice.
He always did his homework. No matter what the subject, if you heard Mike speak on state lines or formerly NC Spin, you're going to see someone who does their homework, and that is so rare today because such a fast-paced world with everybody depending on AI. But Senator Woodard knows his business because he studies it.
Right.
And I'm sure he's a great professor.
Well, that Duke background probably helps.
Well, I can't help that. When it comes to Saturday, we'll calm that down a little bit.
No, I don't know. I'm not sure you will, Rufus.
I'm not sure you will either, Rufus.
We'll try to tend to that.
You'll try.
Now, I got snowed out on the NC State thing, but I intend to be at...
Are you going to the game?
I certainly am.
Oh, well. You going to take an entourage with you?
Well, the rabbi, my nickname of my friend from Little Washington, Keith Hackney Brothers...
Oh, the Hackneys, that's a good old Eastern North Carolina
My
name.
Cousin Laney, you've met Laney.
Oh, I know Laney well, yep.
Laney is a Carolina fan. She's going to go with me. So we'll behave, but there will be rivalry.
Maybe you'll behave.
Well, you know, one thing, even though there's rivalry on the gridiron and also on the court, in terms of the African American Legacy in Gardening and Horticultural Symposium, the North Carolina Botanical Garden and the Sarah Duke Gardens are coming together.
Wonderful.
And so
nice. There's
a collaboration.
Yep.
And you know, and this is the thing about this particular symposium is that it is a true community function in every sense of the word, in that, you know, there are so many entities that are coming together to help bring this all together. We have the Durham Library Foundation. We have Duke Gardens. We have Duke University Libraries. We have the New Hope Bird Alliance, Ollie at Duke, the Durham Garden Forum, Preston Montague. We have a law firm, Perry, Perry & Perry. We have the Garden Association of North Carolina. We have the Triangle Gardener. We have the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Of course, we have WPTF
Very good.
Radio as also one of the sponsors. So would like to encourage the listening audience to go to go.unc.edu/legacy25. And if you forget that URL, you can go to the North Carolina Botanical Gardens website to register. And we are encouraging people to register, if at all possible, because we're going to be providing lunch. So if you want to take advantage of the symposium, we're going to have a fabulous time over 2 days.
When do they give us the dates?
So those dates are Friday, March the 28th at 6 p.m. We'll have a film screening of Family Tree, which looks at urban foresters in North Carolina. And then on Saturday, beginning at 9:30 a.m., we're going to have, and that's Saturday, March the 29th, we will have the Garden and Horticulture Symposium.
Nice.
And so we're going to have a fun-filled 2 days, actually.
Very nice. And all of that at the Hayti Heritage Center, 804 Fayetteville Street, Durham.
What is the history of the Hayti Center, this area here?
Well,
it is so historic.
It is. It is. Actually, the if you look at, well, so the Hayti Center was actually the St. Joseph's AME Church. And the word Hayti, if you look at it's spelled H-A-Y-T-I, and we pronounce it Hayti. However, Dr. Moore, who was one of the founders, Aaron McDuffie Moore, one of the early founders of this particular area, which was the African-American community in Durham, had gone to Haiti. And he saw, and so the story goes, is that he saw the significance of what took place in the country of Haiti that gained its independence from the French, and the revolutionary spirit and the socioeconomic power of Haiti. And so we took that word, we took that particular symbolism of Haiti, and it became Hayti. So you had the educational elite, the business elite, etc., that were here in the area. We had various businesses. And so that's just very briefly Hayti. But if you look at the French map, if you look at the map, old maps, you will see Haiti spelled H-A-Y-T-I. Mm-hmm. Of course, they pronounce it Haiti.
Beautiful. Wow. I think we have Bill on the line with us. Bill, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. How you doing, Bill?
Doing well, thank you.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm just here to say that Duke Gardens is just thrilled to support the African American Legacy in Gardening and Horticulture Symposium down at the Hayti Center, now in its second year. And I'm really looking forward to attending the event.
Well, wonderful. We have a guest coming up, and Carter was helping them into the chair. Carter, Bill was just talking about, who's on the line with us, was just talking about how much he's looking forward to the seminar and Duke's association with it. The Duke Gardens are extraordinary, just absolutely extraordinary. And we did a few remotes there.
First day on the job in 2007 was our annual.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and Rufus,
festival.
I don't think Rufus, you didn't go.
Yeah,
there.
Yes,
oh, did
I was.
You? Okay,
yes,
you must have done one with us.
Yes, I was there, and I bought a nice blue tall vase.
Yeah, and it's just an extraordinary place.
Yes,
we're so thankful, and to bring together these communities, Duke and the Hayti and this part of Durham is wonderful.
Oh yeah, we're bringing together the triangle, Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill.
That is an extraordinary. You really are.
As you were mentioning earlier, the UNC and Duke basketball rivalry is renowned, but in the garden world, J.C. Ralston Arboretum, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, and Sarah P. Duke Gardens all get along famously.
Oh, fabulous.
You really do. And the
fabulous
work you do for people,
yes,
the joy that you bring to people. Duke Duke Gardens has a lot going on always, I'm sure.
Well, we've got a particular lot going on this year. You may know that we have started construction on our Garden Gateway, a transformational project that's going to completely redesign the front entry experience to the garden. And the gardens remain open during construction. But unfortunately, due to the nature of the work, we are not able to provide visitor parking on site Monday through Friday. And we'll only be able to provide parking on weekends in nearby campus lots. But we're encouraging people to use alternative forms of transportation. We've got a lot of information on our website, gardens.duke.edu, about how you can get to the garden. We have a temporary entrance at 2000 Yerby Street that's been constructed just for this occasion. And we're ready to rock and roll.
Bill, the gardens have quite a history, and have been around for how long?
The original inspiration for the garden started with a gift from Sarah P. Duke in 1934, and there was an iris garden planted down in the area that's currently our south lawn, and in 1935 that was put in. But summer rains and iris rot, flooding, didn't do very well, and they decided to perhaps do a garden on higher ground. So the next year, Sarah P. Duke unfortunately passed away, but her daughter, Mary Duke Biddle, gave another gift, and they hired Ellen Biddle Shipman to design our iconic feature, the Terrace Gardens, just north of where the iris garden had been planted on a slope. And that was dedicated in 1939.
We were just looking at the iris Amplaflora Ming treasure. What an extraordinary iris that is.
I'm not familiar with that particular one, but we did.
It's a huge clump and very tall.
Oh.
It's really... sold out at Plant Delights Nursery, by the way. That's what I was looking at as a photo from there. But there,
Tony,
I mean, there's so many beautiful plants like that at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens.
Well, if you come right now, the daybreak cherries are going to be coming into bloom sometime toward the middle of the month. And unfortunately, our cherry alley is going to have a little bit of restricted access because of the construction, but we've got cherries all over the site. And again, people should go to the
website. Okami cherries I mentioned early in the show are blooming now, and one of my favorites, and I'm sure that you all have those on display. Bill, thank you so much for joining us, and please call us again.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Can't wait to visit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go
more
to the
coming
website.
Up on the... We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener here at 9:24, and we have all these guests, wonderful guests. Catherine Farrell, Miss Farrell, Mother Farrell, as they call you here in Durham. How are you today?
I'm fine.
You're splendid. I love the red. it's just gorgeous. And we understand that you are a gardener and a basketball player.
That's right.
Which did you enjoy? I guess you're carrying on the gardening more than the basketball playing right now.
Well, but my mother kept me in school. She didn't let me. I didn't miss school.
Well, that's a good idea.
Or nothing like that.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
But you took up gardening. What are some of your favorite plants? What are some of the
butter beans?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm with you. I long for butter beans all year round.
I love myself some butter beans.
Yeah. A little fat back? A little fat back
to season them.
Yeah. There you go. Whew, you're speaking my language. So you like vegetable gardening a lot?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What did your mother grow? Did she grow flowers of any kind?
We had flowers in the yard.
Yeah.
And had hedges in and had hedge bushes in the yard, and you act up, you got to switch them.
Oh, is that why they were planted? For switches?
Yeah.
Or for decoration?
We had hedges growing.
So did you have to cut them before you were switched?
No, I didn't have to cut them. She's always got them on.
Did she chase you, or did you stand still?
I didn't run.
Okay, well, you're brave.
You made it worse if you run.
That's right. Just take your medicine. So you're from Warsaw.
Yes.
Down east.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know about beautiful farms and cooking. And
I didn't like to work on the farm. I tried to pick cotton. I couldn't do that. That was just made my fingers sore.
Yeah.
So my mama told me I was eating more than I was making.
Oh, wow. Cucumber. Picking cucumbers is the worst. You break your back.
She was getting out of school to go to do that.
Oh, okay.
And she said I was making enough.
So
I was eating more than I was making, so come out there and go back to school.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Well, let me tell you.
I was the valedictorian of my class.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let me tell you something I did when I grew up on a farm. There were five boys and one girl, and they had the boys had to go down and work in the bottomlands, we called it. But I took up with my mother's flower gardening because it was easier. She was the church flower lady, and all the rest of the boys would get real jealous, but Mama picked me to help her with the flowers. Well, you could sort of goof off a little bit if you did that. So I did everything I could to keep out of the fields.
Yeah.
So I don't blame you.
So have you always enjoyed cooking? Well, since you like butter beans.
I like to cook. I did cooking for a living at one time.
Oh, so you're worked a good cook.
Worked in people's houses.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep cooking.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So what do you like besides butter beans?
What I like besides I like peas. Most anything.
Crowder peas.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, I love sweet potatoes. Sweet
oh, yeah, I bet
potatoes.
You like collards and turnip greens.
How about what?
Collards.
Yes, I love collards.
Well, now let me ask you a question here. Are you a kale person? That kale, I don't like kale. And when you grew up as a young girl?
I haven't eaten that very much.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
That's a very contentious issue with Rufus.
That's right.
Well, I think one thing that you have to, I asked Mother Farrell. Mother Farrell will soon be 113. But when Mother Farrell was 111, I asked her, I said, well, Mother Farrell, what is your secret to longevity? And she said, oh, collard greens and sweet potatoes. And I asked her daughter, Shirley. I said, Shirley, I said, is that true? Mother Farrell says her secret to longevity is sweet potatoes and collard greens. She said, oh, yeah, she has some on the stove right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you like, how do you season your collard greens? Do you use a little fat back for that, too? Or
Yeah, fat back.
Uh-huh. And just straight with the sweet potatoes?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, they're both healthy.
Oh, yeah.
So
good vitamins in
vitamin
both
A,
of those.
Vitamin A,
I bet you put vinegar on those greens.
Say what?
You put vinegar on the greens?
Yellow collard greens.
With vinegar on them.
Do you like vinegar on the greens?
I don't put very much on mine.
Yeah, my mama did. Some people put a little red pepper. You like red pepper on them?
I don't fool with that much either.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well, we are so honored to have you with us today.
I'm thankful for being invited.
Yes,
it's a blessing. What a blessing.
You are a beautiful lady, and thank you for spending some time with us. Yes, ma'am. That's Catherine Farrell.
Yeah.
113 years old.
I've never met anybody with that many wonderful years.
I know. Wow.
Right, North Carolina's oldest resident, right?
Oh, yep. North Carolina's oldest resident.
You were sitting in the presence of North Carolina's oldest resident.
I knew it was royalty the second you walked in.
She's always looked like a queen to me, so.
We'll be back. Dan Stern's going to join us here in a minute. We go off a little early today, unfortunately, but we have to make way for the Tar Heels. They're playing basketball today. And
Go Heels.
Rufus's team.
I'm always alone. And the only Carolina guy around, Ms. Farrell.
Well, the owner of the company and the president of the company are both Carolina graduates, so we.
But it's only a ball game.
So. That's right. That's right. But we'll let that slide. We'll just breathe in the red over here. of here. But at any rate, we go off a little early today. We're at the Stanford L. Warren Branch Library in Durham on Fayetteville Street, and we've had such a good time this morning. We have a guest we're going to talk to. We're going to talk to Dan Stern of the Botanical Gardens in Chapel Hill. And I want to talk about your vehicles a little bit because, you know, the crazy weather we've had. I mean, today we're going up to 74. Tomorrow it's going to be, we wake up, I know in Roxburgh it's going to be in the 20s. So, good gracious. Your car is suffering, and you need to be proactive just like you are with the human body. Go to the doctor, get checked out, take your car to the King's Auto Service and get a little spring checkup, and they can check even the wiper blades. So been through the mill here this winter. Check those, check the cabin air filters, the tires, the brakes, the hoses, and you can get them to check most anything, and I think you'll find that you will pay a lot less in the long run than, and you won't break down probably if you get it checked out. They'll catch things that may give you a problem, because if you hear something in a car, you hear a weird sound or huffing and puffing, it's not going to go away. It's going to stop your car in its tracks probably. So get it checked out. If you have a hybrid vehicle, they have hybrid technicians who are certified to work on those cars and deal with the high voltage batteries. And if you have a high voltage battery pack that is kind of giving up a ghost, check out their prices compared to a dealer. I think you'll be pleased with that. And the service, the tradition at King's Auto Service, they are on West Street, 1039 West Street in downtown Raleigh, and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Dan Stern is with us from the Botanical Gardens in Chapel Hill. Brother Dan, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I got you. Are you out in the garden today, or are you working, or just playing?
No, I'm at the home garden today.
I got you. You have time to? Do you have time to garden at home?
You know what they say? It's like the cobbler's children, Mike.
They have holes in your shoes, huh? Okay.
That's right. My granddad used to say, "I'm growing kids at home."
Wonderful. So, and you're growing a lot of beautiful things at the Botanical Gardens, and I know that y'all have an association with Durham and this beautiful section here.
Oh, yeah. We have been so happy to be working with the Durham County Library and Sarah P. Duke Gardens. Enjoyed hearing Bill on the radio a little earlier with this African American Legacy in Gardening and Horticulture Symposium. This is going to be a really fantastic event celebrating the ongoing legacy of African-American gardeners, horticulturists, and plants people. Really great stories and experiences and a lot of great knowledge to share. So we're excited to be a part of it, and just wanted to remind folks that registration is still open for this event. It's free, both in person and virtual. But you do have to register in advance, and you can do that through our website, which is www.ncbg.edu, or the skip straight to the registration page at go.unc.edu/legacy25.
This would be an extraordinary day to go to the Botanical Gardens and take some time,
or the
Duke or Ralston Arboretum.
We're really looking forward to, Mike, is that the spring ephemerals that make up part of our habitat displays are starting to open up, and so we're really welcoming spring with the flora, the woodland flora of North Carolina, starting to see the trout lilies pop, and looking forward to seeing the bloodroot come up. So it's always a really exciting time of year.
In reading and writing about plants, it's amazing to see how many plants are native to North Carolina, and that's what the Botanical Gardens is all about.
Yeah, we do celebrate it. You know, we're a hot spot of biodiversity, plants and animals alike. You know, it's the coming together, the in-between of, sort of the cold boreal forest and, you know, the subtropics. We have a lot of diversity here in North Carolina, and just really want to showcase that through our gardens and through our collection. So encourage folks to come out this spring and take advantage of it.
Well, we want to have you on the program sometime soon, Dan.
Yeah, Dan, I can't wait for the flowers I got at the last, when I was over there and saw you at the sale.
Yeah.
Coming up this spring.
We've got another plant sale coming up on the first weekend in May, Rufus, and hope to speak with you guys on the radio before then. Also, quickly, just let you know, Rufus, because I know it's your favorite spot, we just broke ground on a big renovation of the Coker Arbor.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, that's good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's pleasing.
Rufus spent a lot of time there.
Yes, sir. That's wonderful.
Dan, thank you so much, my friend. We'll hope to see you soon.
Yeah, sounds great. You guys have a great day. Pleasure talking with you.
We're at the Stanford L. Warren Branch Library in Durham, and we'll be back. All right, as we're, boy, this is like a mixer, a college mixer. We got people talking. We got conversations going on all over the place, but that's all right. That's the way the show goes. We're on the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF, and DeAndra Hill is with us. And since nobody else is paying attention, DeAndra, why don't we just talk?
Sure.
Yeah, DeAndra is a Durham County Master Gardener, and we were talking off the air. That is an extraordinary amount of time that you give up, and for such a wonderful, it's not really a cause, but I guess it is in a way.
I don't want to think of it as giving up. We really work to give to the community.
Yeah.
You know, there is a substantial amount of time.
You learn a lot, don't you?
Well, our camp, Durham, we bring our best, and I think last year we had 12,000 volunteer hours just over 100 people. So we're really putting in that time for the camp.
I mentioned Paul McKenzie off the air. He was in Vance County and Warren County for many years, but he was also many years ago in Durham County. He was the man. He was the extension agent there. And you've had some really good ones in Durham County. You all, everybody is specializing. What is your specialty?
I am personally a bit of a chaos gardener. I have little kids, so it's what goes into the garden. Right now, I'm really focusing on natives.
That's good. Yeah. Dan Stern of the Botanical Gardens would like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm a member there.
Oh, yeah, good for you, me too.
I take my children to the Botanical Gardens probably weekly.
Oh, that's a wonderful place for children.
Yeah. He mentioned the spring ephemerals coming up, and that's like my favorite time of year.
Yeah, but so chaos gardening, I understand. I think that's probably the way most of us.
I have a 7 and 3-year-old, so, you know, just seeds get thrown.
Yeah, yeah. I have a grandson who's 6 and a grandson who's 3, so yeah, I understand. It's no holes barred. A lot of running around, throwing things, doing all of that. These boys are girls.
These are girls.
Oh, okay.
Very, not as...
Yeah, they're not as wild as, the boys.
You haven't met my girls.
Do they like chaos gardening, too?
They actually very much love gardening. It's one of the things that we do. They still like weeding at this age, and they love to grow things that we can eat or smell and... my oldest always has ideas for different parts of the garden. It's her garden. I don't know. I just do all the hard. Well, my husband does all the hard work.
Since y'all weren't paying attention and we're carrying on your own conversations, this is DeAndra Hill. She's a master gardener in Durham County, Rufus and Carter. I don't hear Rufus very. Did you turn your microphone off? Turn it on.
I would have a hard time spelling your name, DeAndra.
DeAndra, perfect.
Yeah, I can say it.
Why would you have trouble spelling?
Well, it's just...
Were you not a good speller?
No, never was.
Really?
But
I'm a teacher.
On Rufus.
Oh, are you a teacher, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubly love you then.
Did you ever meet anybody named Rufus before?
It's in the Bible.
I knew a dog.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got plenty of dogs, cats, hot dogs, flowers, tomatoes named after me.
I heard on my way coming up, you have a hot dog at the
State Farmers Market. Yeah. Mustard, salt, slaw, chili, and onions.
How many people have a hot dog named after a mama?
It's a goal, life goal.
Well, yeah. I think the first person I knew, the name Rufus, was Rufus Freight Train Jones. It was on, was that WWE wrestler?
That's right, a wrestler.
Oh, wow. Oh my. Well, yeah. My aunt used to say, Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown, what you going to do when the sun goes down?
Well,
Rufus was, in the Bible, was a crossbearer.
What does Rufus spell backwards?
Rufus spelled backwards is suffer, S-U-F-U-R. And it's a great Latin word. If you've ever taken Latin, they call it the declension. Rufus, Rufamaram, Ruramanos. It goes on and on and on and on. So there's nothing wrong, Mama, with having a name Rufus.
Senator, did you take Latin in college?
I did not take Latin.
Okay.
Nope, so I can't
say. We got plenty of it with Rufus. So.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, before I met the Attorney General here, I was my favorite Rufus was Chaka Khan's band. So
oh, Rufus.
Oh. Well, it was Rufus Thomas.
Rufus. That's right.
That's right. Rufus Thomas. Thomas. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I saw a Rufus something road in Chatham County the other day.
Right. Well, there's some sort of a barbecue sauce has a Rufus name on it, too, I noticed.
At
the farmer's market.
Well, that means red.
But anyway, we're getting back to it. Well, your children.
This is the way it goes. When I'm driving, we're all over the place.
You were talking about your children having their own little garden. I got run out of the garden one time because I was pulling up lettuce rather than weeds.
Oh.
And I made up for that later on, though, by working with my mother.
You were not educated, were you, at that
time? I've learned to ignore some of those. I think of them as learning opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plants can always go back in the ground.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. So everybody, as I mentioned, everybody specializes chaos gardening for you. But we have had folks from the Durham Extension Service, Master Gardeners, who write a lot. You have people who go around and answer questions. I guess y'all do that during the warmer months.
We have people that show up. We have a public events committee, and we go to farmers markets, we go to festivals, we try to hit a lot of the hot spots in Durham. So we've been to the Durham farmers market out downtown.
Yeah.
And we've been recently going to this year we're going to the South Durham farmers market. We have been to the Green Market. We're really trying to find a lot of Durham. We're trying to expand.
It's good to get out in the community.
Yeah, my focus is actually outreach, and we're trying to hit pockets that aren't necessarily always represented. We're trying to go further north because they don't always northern Durham doesn't always get the love.
It's a beautiful part.
It's a beautiful part.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
We don't have as many.
Rufus and I have gotten lost up in that way, it's not Durham County, but Person County.
Northern Durham.
We've seen all of Person County and part of Orange County.
By the way, you're talking about the Durham downtown farmers market. Years ago, I bought the most beautiful bench. It is steel, made like a great oak. If you look at the yard art, it's a settee, and it looks like an oak tree. But I remember purchasing it at the Durham
Farmer's Market?
Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
Who made it? You remember Francis Vega, I bet.
It was Vega.
Metal.
It was
Vega.
Vega metal.
Yeah. Francis Vega was the metal artist who made that.
It is the most beautiful thing in the world. You go
Francis
sit in
was
it,
great.
And it's like sitting in an oak tree. It's mm-hmm. built like an oak tree.
Yeah.
It's very, very decorative. So this is the Durham farmer's market, when does that start, usually? In April?
Or? I believe it. We have people
they run pretty much year-round.
Yeah.
Because in the wintertime, root vegetables and those kinds of things.
Oh, okay.
So they're still going.
That.
Yeah,
the big season's really starting right
but
now.
But yeah, they are. Yeah, they're, in fact, if you're in Durham, they're going to be open. They started at 8, and they'll be there till noon today, so
fantastic.
Stop on by.
Yeah, what a wonderful place
to hit the extension office.
Engage. You don't have to go to the big one. The big one is nice in Raleigh, but there are a lot of a lot of farmers markets around, and you know, I know that the Department of Agriculture encourages that. And
yeah, we've got quite a few farmers markets, South Durham markets coming along.
Where is the South Durham market located?
It's on Highway 55 at a shopping center down there.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember the name of the shopping center, gotcha. But you can find them on the website.
Excellent.
Well, and then we have our Black Farmers Market. Has been going for a few years and features our Black farmers in the community.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, Michael Rufus, when you came in there in the parking lot, did you notice the natural habitat?
Yes.
We'd like to thank the Master Gardeners.
Yes.
Who were very responsible for that, because we're trying to get many of our young people who come here to the library. We want to get them interested in gardening.
We were very excited about that project and setting that up, especially as we were renovating. That was a very dear one to us.
Well, I'll take an extra look when we go back out.
Right.
It'll be prettier soon.
Yeah. You didn't leave
a few more weeks.
You didn't leave your cigar out there.
Yes, I did. On the steps.
Yes, he did.
On the steps. Correct.
Of course he did.
And when you have that long break, I'm going back out there and visit my buddy.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Cigar.
Just wanted to make sure we don't burn down anything out there.
Where else?
Catch the garden on fire. Be nice.
You know, tobacco sticks, we'd put them out on the farmland afterwards. They're good fertilizer.
They really are.
Speaking of
tobacco sticks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll try that next time.
How about that?
The actual stick where you string your tobacco on.
Sure. Put it right out on the pasture land.
Just lay it right out there.
Even Jeff knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Orange County boy.
Yeah.
Just
flat right on the ground. Good fertilizer.
We have to admit, that was never one of my favorite hobbies, cropping tobacco. You get out
it's
there
hard
and
work. That was the best paying job when I was growing up in Nash County. It was, you know, priming tobacco was.
Oh,
was,
yeah, no.
It was big money.
Hey, yeah. Look, that's right. We were paid well. But people don't know. The nastiest job ever, though, was when you had to go sucker that tobacco field.
Amen.
Boy, that is no. I can't think of a nastier job than that.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing: the people down in Wilson, I remember they were still using mules to go down to Wilson.
Yeah.
I remember got down there and there was a guy we break for lunchtime and have biscuits and milk and some collard greens and turnips. Lunchtime.
Boy, that's an interesting meal there, Rufus.
Amen.
We always had our mid-morning break was RC Cola and a moon pie.
Of course.
Oh, don't forget the nabs.
Nabs, of course, yeah. Nabs.
Yep. Got some over here. Emergency. Just the event.
So do you have a Master Gardener class that's coming up, or do y'all do it every other year or every year? Or?
So we have we're going through a class right now.
Oh.
We're very excited.
16 weeks?
16 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
Then after that you have 40 hours of voluntary time a year and 10 hours of education that you do to renew your certification every year.
Yeah. Rufus and I were worried about
testing.
The tests.
You don't give tests, do you?
Yeah, they give tests.
Actually, ours is a little different. We design a project that, you know, I would think you'd be perfect.
You could do a project.
Sure,
I think you'd be perfect. You should come and join us.
Yeah.
Put your name at the top and say that.
Mr. Curtis has me working 6 days a week, so I don't have time right now. But
well,
especially
since
I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I got to take care of my garden.
No, you don't have any excuse. You can pack. As smart as you are, you could pack the law and a little gardening here and there, and plus take that course, Rufus. I think you would be really giving back if you were to do it. Thank you so much, DeAndra Hill. Our best to your children. Let them go wild and have a good time.
Great.
And our best to the Master Gardeners.
Thank you. We're also sponsoring the symposium.
Oh, well, God love you. Thank you. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We'll have about a half hour to go if Tar Heels coming up at 10:30 on WPTF.